And on the line, we've got Ros Ward. G'day, Ros. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Yeah, now you're going to be speaking today at the Vic Socialist rally against Bernie Finn's anti-abortion march for the babies, the little babies.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's going to be on the steps of Parliament, and it's the pro-reproductive rights rally, and it's also an interesting point that Bernie Finn is has an electorate out in the West, and one of the other people who's going to be speaking, of course, is Liz Walsh, who is on the lead candidate for Western Metro. It'd be fantastic if Liz got up.
I know. Wouldn't it be amazing? Yeah, so Liz is up against Bernie Finn in the upper house in Western Metro, and also Moira Deeming, who's the Liberal candidate replacement for Bernie Finn, who is, would you believe it, one of Bernie Finn's very close mates and agrees totally with his positions on abortion and safe schools, etc. So, yeah, there's a chance that both those bigots could get in, and there's also a chance that Liz could get in and beat one of them out of the spot. So, yeah, really important election coming up.
Now, you've brought up safe schools. Now, safe schools, you're the founder of safe schools, and you were targeted viciously by these culture warriors because you were actually trying to create a system that would support kids who were finding it difficult to express themselves in terms of identity under the present system.
Yeah, absolutely. We started Safe Schools back in 2010 to really address the huge problem of homophobic and transphobic bullying in schools, but also to go beyond that and to make schools more actively inclusive of same-sex attracted, LGBTI, trans and gender diverse young people. There's been a lot of invisibility around diverse genders and sexualities in schools, and young people feeling like they can't kind of see a version of themselves represented in the classroom. So Safe Schools was a sort of pretty modest intervention to try to do something about that, but it became this huge issue in 2016 when the conservative culture warriors, as you say, led an attack, joined and pushed on by the Murdoch media empire, as they do, to try and shut it down and make people afraid of doing that kind of work in schools. So, yeah, Bernie Finn has definitely been one of the leaders of that. It's not surprising that those ideas about wanting to shut down reproductive rights go alongside ideas about trying to restrict people's sexuality to, you know, heteronormative ideas and gender as well.
It's in your case, it was incredibly personalised. Social violence, really.
Yeah, I think the Murdoch press do not pull any punches if they want to target an individual, and I think we've seen a few examples of that in Australian politics, that people are absolutely hounded. And I think what they don't report is all of the sort of non-mainstream media attacks that go on, so all of the social media attacks, you know, like I received threats to me and my family through social media. I had people associated with groups like the Proud Boys, Reclaim Australia, some of those far-right groups that we've seen now mobilised around the anti-vax stuff, and who also join in the March for the Babies today, by the way. You know, those people threatening me, my family, and, just bombarded with that kind of right-wing hate. So, and that hasn't actually stopped. It's reduced, but people still now, because I'm a candidate again, have started up on my Twitter account and so on, you know, bringing back some of that anti-safe schools campaign. So, yeah.
That's fascinating, isn't it? Because really it's the it's bullying at its most extreme. And it's like this idea that the Australian, white Australian culture, Western civilization requires the right to bully unfettered.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think there is something that relates to the bigger question of how, in order to continue to exploit all of us in the kind of relationships that we have with work and profit making, you also require the kind of violence of oppression. And we see that, yeah, meted out by powerful institutions in society, like the mainstream media, like politicians, the legal justice system that disproportionately targets, you know, minorities and fuels that level of oppression. So absolutely, yeah, I think the right to violence is something that the state and people who want to defend the status quo absolutely feel entitled to.
Well, that was why. That's why it's so important for people to actually join it at this rally, which is on at 1 to 3 p.m. Parliament House, Spring Street today, in support of reproductive rights, but also to hear from the Victorian socialists who are doing really punching above your weight in terms of. Working to get candidates in the West.
Yeah, and we're running 22 lower house candidates in every seat in across Northern Metro and Western Metro. We've got a real shot of getting Jerome Small elected in Northern Metro and Liz Walsh, as you say, in Western Metro. We're working extremely hard, and we totally welcome anyone who's interested in getting involved with Victorian Socialists to come along. We have volunteer introduction nights and so on, and you can see our whole platform on the website and also all of the events that we've got coming up. There's a lot going on. There will be a lot going on up until the election on November 26th. So please, yeah, if you feel a bit inspired by what we're doing, just get in touch, and there'll be something that you can do to help us out, I'm sure.
I have to say, if those two get into Parliament, the calibre of parliamentarians will go up, will shoot up.
Yeah. Absolutely, unbelievably different kind of people to the ones that normally want to get their bums on the leather at Spring Street. These are people with decades of activist experience and credibility in Melbourne. I'm sure everyone knows Liz and Jeremy, and they're not going to be there to make deals or, you know, be particularly polite to the rest of them. They're there to try to shake things up a bit, to say what a lot of people are thinking a lot of times, and to put forward some policies that really are unequivocally, you know, on our side for a change, and basically stuff the rich.
Rose, you're going to be talking today. Liz is going to be talking. There's going to be some other speakers, and hopefully listeners will be going down to Spring Street 1 to 3 today in support of reproductive rights. Thanks for talking to us today.
Thanks, Annie, so much. Thank you.